Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket here at HIMSS 2024. I have the privilege of being with two outstanding healthcare leaders. First, I want to introduce you to Jake Shepherd, president at Built Global. I also want to introduce you to Zach Tisch, senior vice president of healthcare at Pivot Point Consulting. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Yeah, great to be here. Pleasure to have you guys. So I got to just ask, we had a blast yesterday. You guys, I want to congratulate you guys on your class, Best in Class Award. Why don't we start there, help the audience understand what that award was all about and what it means to them and to you guys as a company.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really excited to be here at HIMSS 2024 and celebrating our Best in Class Awards for both managed services as well as technical services this year. And really what that means is that our clients that we worked with to support them to drive value through their technology investments in healthcare are really seeing that value translate into improved patient outcomes, better provider and patient experience, and ultimately helping them drive their business, especially in this really challenging financial climate. So it's great to be here, continue to connect with Bright Minds and share and celebrate.
Well, congratulations on that. And just so that our viewers and listeners understand what you do, help us understand what Built Global does and also Pivot Point Consulting.
Yeah, absolutely. So between the collaboration of Pivot Point and Built Global, we provide business-changing digital solutions specifically for healthcare. And that's why we're here today. And so with our preferred partners like AWS and Microsoft and Epic, we are able to help just drive transformation for them. So
yeah, really what we find works great together is that our clients often both need help in terms of an overall strategy, the art of what's possible, and then a strong engineering partner that can come in and bring both those ideas as well as the strong competencies to help them deliver quickly, to help them find value out of new tools that we're really seeing a lot of great use cases out of at the conference this year, such as AI and robotic process automation, and healthcare is changing faster than ever. And we find that really working together, we can help our clients get to market quickly.
Love being able to actually walk them through our methodology of where we work through advisory, design, build, and ops phase. And so it's not just the aspect that we have the industry leading expertise to help you navigate where you're going, but also we can get you over the goal line too and keep you going.
Amazing. So you come to a conference like HIMSS, you get ideas, and then you go back and you're with your team and you're like, how do I make this happen?
Oh, yeah.
Answer is you call these guys.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's the fun stuff for us. That's what our folks love to do is really to partner with clients to put those solutions together. And often what we find, what I think one of the things that's increasingly exciting is a lot of the solutions that we've seen here today are actually part of the existing ecosystems that our clients.
Yeah.
So whether it's great new tools coming out of the EMR vendors like Epic and Oracle, whether it's leveraging the ecosystems of Microsoft Azure, of AWS, of Google, and their tools around automation, around efficiency, around helping you reduce your cost for your technology. You can do many of those things without necessarily having to buy a new platform or buy a new system. And that's often where you help clients start. So really get the most value of what you have today and let's build that 1-3-5-year plan to help you get to where you want to go tomorrow.
And that comes into play with what we were talking about earlier with the tactical innovation, right? Where we're really not trying to innovate for the sake of innovating. It's really for the sake of impact, right? And just how do we help you get to that next step so you can get where you're trying to go?
Love that. It's about that meaningful forward movement of the business, making the most out of your existing assets. Why invest in new things when you could optimize and get more out of what you currently have? I love that, guys. Why did you attend HIMSS and what's some key insights, one or two insights that you've seen or heard thus far?
First and foremost for me, HIMSS is always the place to be. I think if you want to spend a couple of days with the brightest minds in healthcare technology, it's just a wonderful place to learn, to ask questions, to network. We have obviously a lot of fantastic leaders from the healthcare provider, payer space, but also from the life sciences community, from research, from the financial and investment communities. And hearing those diverse perspectives, what's working in other organizations, and also seeing a lot of the fantastic outcomes now, this HIMSS from things that were maybe ideas at HIMSS a year or two ago. It's really something where you can immediately take things back into practice with your clients, and we'll start seeing benefits from learnings that we've had this week within the next month even.
That's fantastic.
Well, that's really, we have to be students of this game, right? If we're going to be consultant, we have to be able to go toe-to-toe or side-by-side with whatever is coming down the pike for us and understand it, right? So that we can help lead and guide and partner with people on their transformation. And so HIMSS is just a great place to do that at that point.
Love it. And what did you guys feel was different this year compared to last year, last year's HIMSS?
I think there's a renewed energy. I think last year there was a lot of positivity, but I would say more folks to me last year were in passive learning mode. It was a little bit of a catch up. And I'm really seeing this year, a lot of folks are taking action and kind of sharing the outcomes of their actions.
Yeah.
And so it's really exciting to see us even in what's an extremely challenging financial market right now for most healthcare organizations. They're still finding ways to put money towards innovation, put money and effort towards technology. And I think those things are really going to pay off for them later this year and beyond.
Yeah, and that collaboration, really making the most of open sourcing ideas and helping the entirety of the community and not just yourself, that you can feel that here right now. And that's really exciting.
That's great. No, I appreciate the differentiation from this year and last year. Seems like things are moving forward. Hypotheses are being tested, and now we're doing a lot of the learning to do the hard push. What are you most excited about in 2024 for you guys as a business and also for your customers?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I'd say accelerating outcomes. I think we've already seen just in the first couple of days here, so many great lessons that, again, that we can take back and share and encourage folks within their networks to connect. That's just what I'm most excited about, I think, and something that we can immediately be driving forward and continuing to see what works and what doesn't, and really bring something that I think Jake really sees a lot more in the development and engineering side of kind of some rapid iteration that we haven't historically done as much in health. I think when times are tough, people are willing to try new things and new ideas. And I think that's how we learn and grow best. And so excited to see that continue to accelerate throughout the rest of the year. And I think we're trying to do our job as partners and consultants to our clients and broadly the industry to help share those lessons as best we can.
Yeah. Yeah. And for us, I love to see the productization and the product mindset as it takes its place in the patient experience. And how we can start really making an impact to them as a customer also. How do they feel like all the way through their experience, and how do they engage with the organizations? And that's something that we can leverage so much with generative AI. We can leverage so much with just healthy analytics and just fully understanding that to make that a very well-rounded realization when people want to do it, right? As a healthcare professional, I want this to happen. And now we can get more of those tools out quicker, so that people can actually make good on their promises, make good on their dreams.
Yeah, no, some great things to look forward to. As we wrap up today, guys, what call to action would you leave our listeners, viewers with after today's show?
Yeah, I would say talk to your peers. It's a great time to ask questions, to learn. There's a lot of great resources shared, certainly through HIMSS as well as online. We're always happy to share and make connections. And I'd say also, now's a good time to try things and take risks. I think you'd be surprised what your organization's able to achieve if you rally some people around a goal. And I like the idea of really starting small, pick something that's solvable, get good at that, and iterate and grow from there. This is the first step on a very long journey with things like AI and automation. And it's important that we do it safely and also get good at it. And I think you don't until you really put it into real use.
Yeah, that's an impact. If there is a call to action from a calling us perspective, how do we help you understand what is the lowest risk, highest impact that you can really test out some of these ideas, some of the tooling that's available so that you can see that impact and ultimately drive effective change one step at a time and not get overwhelmed by trying to change everything at once and not actually being able to make that impact that you desire.
Love it, gentlemen. Well, guys, I want to thank you for your insights today. Really appreciate it, both Jake and Zach. Folks, take advantage of it. A lot of companies out there will give you insights, but there's no connecting the dots to kind of execution. A lot of those insights end up just sitting there. So what I love about these gentlemen is that they're actually giving you insights, helping you connect the dots to building, to operationalizing it. So definitely check out the show notes of today's podcast. We'll leave links on ways to get in touch with both Jake and Zach. And at the end of the day, it's about taking action and making outcomes better. So gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Saul. Cool. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time.